First of all, I just go by Bob, but I've been called so many other names that I don't answer to anything. I want to thank Mark for the remarks, and that set up my comments very nicely. And at the outset, I want to say, offer a disclaimer, that these are, what I'm going to be talking about are my views and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. And I think it's also important to note that to avoid any appearance of us as the commission staff trying to direct this process, we're going to maintain a relatively low profile throughout these discussions. And as you may have known throughout the IRP processes, that we don't say much because we don't want to have our remarks given undue consideration by others in the process. Another thing that I wanted to mention at the very beginning is that these are all very complex issues, very complex concepts, and we all struggle with them. So we very much appreciate you folks taking the time to attend and participate in this process. A couple of housekeeping notes. The first one is that the commission hopes to have the next draft of the IRP rules this spring. And Beth and Jeremy are working on that. And so if there's any delay, it's their fault. No, that wasn't in the script. No, I'm sorry. But we do hope to have another one by the end of sometime in the spring. Is that correct? So, is that the hope? And then by sometime this summer, we hope to have what we hope to be the final rule. Is that consistent? Okay. Another thing that we wanted to talk about was, because we recognize that these issues are very complex, very important, that and we struggled with how to do a lot of these issues. Since there isn't a right or wrong answer to a lot of these things, we have a contemporary issues technical conference. This year we're going to have at least one that will be scheduled for March 22nd. It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it'll be in Conference Room B of the Indiana Government Center South. I think most of you are familiar with that area where we usually have the contemporary issues. And we would very much welcome topics and speakers. And if we don't get to your particular topic at this one, we will consider it for future conferences. And we would urge everyone to go to our website and sign up for participation in that Contemporary Issues Technical Conference. I want to thank all of Mark and the folks that he pointed out here today for their efforts in setting this up. We consider this to be a very important discussion. It's a good foundation for the process going forward. And I was reminded of a quote that's been attributed to George Bernard Shaw, and I'll paraphrase, that we are people separated by the same language. And a lot of these, I remember when I first got to the commission, I was tasked with looking at a telephone issue, and they kept talking about T.S. Leary. And I thought, I'm familiar with T.S. Eliot. Who is this T.S. Leary? And it turned out it was total system, long run, incremental cost. And I thought, well, why didn't you just say so? So the terminology, getting over that threshold, is an important barrier, and we're hoping to overcome some of that today. But we wanted to deal with such fundamental issues as, what is an integrated resource plan? How is it used? Why does it matter? What is the scenario? What is the sensitivity? And how are they developed? Why is a load forecast the fundamental building block of the IRP process? And what are some of the issues involved with credible load forecasts? We also look at the vast array of potential resource options and what are the pros and cons. And those change over time. And so the IRPs need to be flexible to address those. What are the costs and the integration issues associated with renewable energy resources? And those are issues that are very daunting, and the utilities and the RTOs are all struggling with those. So these are the kinds of fundamental issues and problems that we all confront. And what are the major risks faced by utilities? And this has been a point of emphasis for the director's report, is that we want the utilities to have a robust discussion of what those risks are. And as Mark had mentioned, regional transmission organizations, and a lot of you may not have familiarity with those, but increasingly there's a need to better coordinate with the RTOs on these planning processes. I don't think I have to go into the importance of that. Just your presence here is indicative that you all understand the importance of the electric industry. I've always been taken by a quote attributed to several Supreme Court justices in major decisions involving the electric industry and its very formative process. And they refer to it as clothed with a public interest. And when you consider that, there is over, ratepayers paid $372 billion in 2014 for electric service, you can imagine that it's important to a lot of the folks that you represent. And the we're facing a new dynamic in the electric industry where there it used to be that you could count on double-digit load growth. And now load growth is just barely positive. In some cases, it's even negative. And that's a fundamental change in the electric industry. During this IRP cycle, the one that we're just now completing, one of the biggest difficulties has been how do you estimate the ramifications of the Clean Power Plan and other environmental rules. And this is a complex issue. There isn't right or wrong. We don't know what those answers are. The utilities have made a considerable progress in trying to look at the different risk ramifications. And I think that it's going to be an ongoing matter until there's more information involved. But the utilities and the RTOs and a lot of folks are developing a lot, or dedicating a lot of resources to this topic. And this is going to be an important factor in this and future IRPs. There are other environmental uncertainties, and it's these uncertainties that cause the potential for significant ramifications in how the utilities do their planning. And these are, as Mark was saying, these are all interrelated issues. And so there are repercussions that will be felt throughout all of the IRP process. And we're hoping that the utilities will take the opportunity to look at the different risk factors and think of them as bracketing from high risk to low risk. Events that in many cases have a very low probability of occurrence, but very high potential significant costs. And those kinds of issues, you wouldn't want to construct a base case, or and we'll talk about what a base case is, but what the utilities would call their preferred case. But you do want to be aware of what those the potential risks are, and think of them as bookends. And then cases in between that those bookends that give the utilities a much better risk profile of the kinds of problems that they anticipate addressing. The load forecasting will be an important topic, as it has been throughout the entire IRP process. And these are 20-year looks. We don't expect accuracy. What we're looking for is credibility. are they telling a story that is holds together? Is the narrative good? And that's true with scenarios and sensitivities as well. It doesn't mean that they will come to pass, but what we are looking for is, are they plausible? Are the stories coherent? Are they clear in their concepts? The IRPs are a snapshot in time, and the utilities intentionally will look at the off-ramps. If there's a need for a course correction, they will anticipate that in putting their IRPs together. So the analysis that you see from the IRPs is not intended to be gospel that this is what the utilities are committing to, but it's intended to give an idea of, based on the assumptions that we look at, this is what we think may happen, and these are the, if they do come to pass, these are the actions that we anticipate taking. And throughout this process, we're interested in the credibility of the analysis. And again, its accuracy would be serendipitous, but we're looking for credibility. A point of emphasis in the IRP rules is urging utilities and stakeholders to embrace continued improvements. And I think we've seen some of that in the IRPs over the last couple of cycles. And we hope that the analysis and the tools and the stakeholder processes will improve over time. And one other thing I want to mention is that we are available to all of you to talk about any of these issues, concepts, at your convenience, or we can schedule one that's mutually convenient. But we would encourage the utilities and the stakeholders, if you've got questions, concerns, or comments, to please feel free and call us and have a discussion about it. This process will go so much better if everybody is engaged and participates and understands these issues. So with that, I'd like to turn back over to Mark.
If anybody has a question, just hold the card up